I'm feeling very happy to be here in Vrindavan Dham. I have been the whole month of Tati practicing Naam Seva, or the service of the Holy Name. And my dear devotees, I must really tell you, Krishna is real and Krishna is waiting for us. I think Krishna is not happy when he sees his devotees busy with their mind in this world. I don't think he is happy. He says, I have a better world for you. When are you coming? When are you coming? Sometimes, when we decide to give all our time to Krishna, that means to chant about Krishna, to read about Krishna, to only hear about Krishna. In the very beginning, our mind will become feel a little bit restless. The mind doesn't like when something totally new is happening. The mind does not like to see that it is pushed away. And especially the ego doesn't like when all of a sudden you're pushing it away, and maybe it will have to fall down from the false position which it has accepted, the position of the ruler of our life. When it is, when the ego is sitting on the seat of the heart, it is a strange position. Vrindavan calls us really to give up our false world, which is based on the ego, and it invites us to enter the world where Krishna is in the center, where we have to ask, where are you, Krishna? What do you want, Krishna? What pleases you, Krishna? We have to be very careful when we are in Vrindavan Dham that we are not distracted or diverted away from putting Krishna in the center. Vrindavan is a big town. There are many things. Good Italian pizza, best Chinese food, physiotherapy, massage salon. Buy the good ruby. This ruby will take care of all the problems in your life. Just this one ruby on your finger. Vrindavan, even in Vrindavan, Maya is hiding to take us away from our concentration from Krishna. But when we go to Vrindavan for sacred pilgrimage, we should be willing to do what Lord Chaitanya calls Sarvatma Snapanam. All myself, all my Atma needs to take a complete bath. Sundar Gopal, Lakshmi Rupa and have taken Gopal Krishna to the Ganga. They have brought very precious Ganga water. The Ganga water, or Ganges, gives us a Savatma Snapanam. Radha Kund gives us a Savatma Snapanam. But I think more than anything, chanting the holy names with full dedication and concentration gives us Savatma Snapanam, a full bath where everything which does not belong to us is taken away from us. Like when I take a good bath in the holy river. So during the month of Kartik, I have tried to take the Savatma Snapanam, the total bath in the holy name. Sometimes more successful, sometimes less successful, but always trying, trying, trying. And now I'm very happy to be in the house of my father, to be in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and celebrate the Rasa Punim night in Kirtan, to continue with the Sabat Masna. Hare Krishna, Dina Bandhu Babu.
Yano Nama.
Jai Dina Bandhu Babu. Jai. Which is just now coming. It is another night where the gopis are called by Krishna for the Maharas. And there is a song by Govinda Das, the famous Govinda Das, who describes this event. He has composed the song Bajahure Manashi Nanda Nanda. He has also composed the following song. The gopis have been preparing themselves for the entire month for this night. They have learned to tie cloth around their anchor belts so that they will not make any sound. They have learned to walk in the night on thorns which are like spears, because they want to go on the paths of Braj to meet Krishna. They have to know how to manage the thorns. The gopis have put oil in their courtyards to make it muddy and slippery, because if it rains on the night of the Maharas, the paths of Vrindavan will be muddy and slippery, and what if they fall and don't know how to walk? So they have to learn how to walk on slippery paths. The gopis have learned many, many things, blindfolding themselves, numbing their various ornaments so that they can come to Krishna. What they really have learned is to overcome all the obstacles on their way to Krishna. So I invite all of you this evening for the last Damodarashtakam of the, yes, of the months and of the year. Well, we can always sing, but you know, to join us. I do not know the time exactly. When is it?
7 o'clock.
Vrindavan Kirtan. Authority on this. Please join us and sing your hearts out another time with the rest of your voice, the rest of your hearts, because also we have obstacles on our path, and we need to also see that our obstacles are overcome, and many of the obstacles we cannot overcome on our own, but Krishna can overcome them. The main theme on which I wanted to address you was Savatma Snapanam, a full bath. Just like in a normal bath, all the bad smell goes, all the bad substances go, and you take a full bath in the holy name. Also, everything which does not belong to you will have to go eventually. And coming to Braj means to let go of everything. Why? because we cannot go to the Lord when we are so heavy with so many unnecessary burdens. You can't cross a river when you have a few tons of stones which you carry along. It does not work. So a full bath is required. I thank you very much for greeting me so affectionately. I feel a beggar has come to the town now. I'm very happy. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.